All the glory. Making a difference in the greater Boston music scene and from the East Coast to the West Coast and around the world with the very best in gospel music, you listen to the Sunday, August the 4th, 2019 edition of the Sounds of Praise Ministry, brought to you by the Christian Challenge Evangelistic Association of Medford, Massachusetts, over 91.5 FM WMFO, Medford Tusk Free Farm Radio, streaming live on the internet, www.wmfo.org, and multicasting on iTunes.com, radio, and YouTube. And you can download the WMFO mobile app, 91.5fm.org. Okay, 5 minutes past the hour of 7 a.m. Time is just flying by. And hopefully you're enjoying the program. I am enjoying bringing it to you. Okay, let's get one more song in on this set. And it's by Evangelist and Pastor Shirley Caesar. And it's All Right. It's Okay.
Just be lean and have
Yes, he is. It's all right. It's okay. 9 minutes past the hour of 7 a.m., we're getting ready to go before the Lord in prayer and in praise. If you have a prayer request or a praise report, the number to call, 1-855-915-WMFO. 1-855-915-9636. And I invite the many Christians out there in our listening audience to join in with me as we bring the various prayer requests and praise reports that we receive before God's throne. 1-855-915-WMFO. On this last set, we heard Hillsong Young and Free with Love Won't Let You Down. The Legacy 5 with I Trust the Cross. Jonathan McReynolds and Corey Boxdale with Jesus. Anthony Evans with Never Fail. The Greater Allen Cathedral Choir along with Chastity Elliott in All the Glory. And we just concluded the set with Evangelist and Pastor Shirley Caesar and Anthony Hamilton with It's All Right, It's Okay. Okay, so let's bring in the pastor, Donnie McClurkin, and the McClurkin Project, and all about the love here on Sounds of Praise.
Don't know how to love.
Don't know.
Oh,
And it's 7:16 here on WFO in Medford, and we're entering into the When You Pray and When You Praise segment of the ministry, or the United Prayer and Praise segment of the ministry, whichever you wish to call it. And we'd love to be able to pray for you or praise God with you, but you need to go to that phone and give me a call, 1-855-915-WMFO, 1-855-915-9636. Fred Hammond, Brian Courtney Wilson, Eric Roberson, and Dave Hollister, come on, let's pray.
Yeah. Not
7:28 here on WMFO in Medford. This is the United Prayer and Praise segment of the Sounds of Praise Ministry. And we have three prayer requests. We're praying for S, that God will continue to bless and strengthen him as he starts a new job. S, looking for God's blessing and strength as he starts a new job. We're praying for E and J. E and J, they need God's touch upon their bodies, going through difficult times physically. Praying that God's going to touch them from the crown of their heads to the sole of their feet and give them complete deliverance. E and J. And then there's D, asking for God's blessing on all phases of his life. D, asking for God's blessings on all phases of his life. Father, in the name of Jesus, we approach your throne this morning with thanksgiving. We approach your throne with joy in our heart because you are the prayer-hearing God. Nothing surprises you. Nothing is too hard for you. Nothing is too impossible for you to accomplish. And so we come with thanksgiving in our hearts already for all that you're going to accomplish in the lives of your people. Minister powerfully in each and every life. Grant them your presence. Grant them your peace. Grant them the anointing and the deliverance that you alone can give. May yokes be destroyed in the name of Jesus. So we bring S before you as he starts a new job. Praying, O Lord, that you would minister powerfully in his behalf. Give him your wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. Protect from dangers both seen and unseen. May the reality of your presence just flood his life to the overflow. And may many be blessed and strengthened by that which he's able to accomplish on his job. And may he give you the honor, give you the glory, give you the praise, is our prayer in Jesus' blessed name. And for your praise and for your glory, amen. And then there's E and J, need God your touch upon their bodies. Father, we pray you, as we bring these individuals before you, that you would touch them from the crown of their heads, Lord, to the sole of their feet. Let healing virtue flow out right now in the name of Jesus. You're the same yesterday, today, and you will be forever. And even as the woman with the issue of blood was able to reach out and touch you, and you knew that virtue flow out from you, we're praying, oh Lord, we might receive that same virtuous touch today in behalf of these your servants, and may they be blessed and strengthened. And may they recognize, Lord, that the victories and the blessings that they have come from your hand. And may they be your source of blessings to others as they tell others about the wondrous things they receive from you, is our prayer in Jesus' blessed name. Amen. And for D, who's looking for your blessing upon all phases of his life, Lord, Father, right now, in the name of Jesus, as the devil may be attacking left and right, up and down, Father, we pray that you would minister powerfully in the life of your servant. May the anointing of the Spirit of the living God just flow out from his life, Lord, destroying yokes and setting him and other individuals free in the name of Jesus. May all that you have for him, all that you plan for him, all that you purpose for him, Lord, not be destroyed by the works of the enemy, but may great and mighty things be accomplished because of your love, your direction toward him. And may he recognize, O Lord, that all that's accomplished and all that he might receive from your hand in answer to this prayer in the days which are ahead are to be used to give you glory, honor, and praise, and bring salvation and spiritual growth into the lives of multitudes of others, is our prayer in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. It's 7:32 here on WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts. And I want to inform you, if you aren't aware, if you have a prayer request or a praise report when Sounds of Praise is not on the air, you can get it to us on our off-air phone number, which is 781-648-5158, 781-648-5158. Or you can email me at Darnley, D-A-R-N-L-E-Y, V as in Vernon, B as in Brown, Darnley, V-B, at Verizon.net. And as soon as I get your information, I'll begin praying for you immediately. And then I'll bring it to our very next Sounds. I'll praise God for you, with you. I'll bring it to our very next Sounds of Praise ministry so that many Christians in our audience can also join in and lift up your request before God's throne. And if you wish, you can also write in your prayer requests or your praise report to Sounds of Praise, P.O. Box 560151, Medford, Mass. 02156. That's Sounds of Praise, P.O. Box 560151, Medford, Mass. 02156. And like I said, as soon as I get it, I'll begin praising God with you or praying for you. And then I'll bring it to our very next Sounds of Praise ministry so that many Christians can also join in and lift up your prayer requests or your praise report before God's throne. Okay, 7:34 here on WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts. Hopefully you've been enjoying the program. I enjoy bringing it to you thus far. And we still have some more program coming your way, so you stay tuned. Don't go anywhere. Micah Stampley. And this is Our God here on Sounds of Praise.
Nothing can stand.
And the God who is so great, who's so powerful, who's so wondrous, who's so blessed, invites you to come just as you are and receive his gift of salvation.
Come as you are and bring every burden. Come as you are, bring all your shame. Come as you are, I know you're hurting, but when you call upon his name and
as you are. 740 here on Sounds of Praise. In the background, we have Pastor Donnie McClurkin, Pastor Marvin Sapp, Israel Houghton, and inviting you to come just as you are to Jesus Christ the Lord. Some people say, well, you know, when I get my act together and when I clean things up, I'm going to come to God. You know, if anyone could get their act together and clean themselves up sufficient to come to God, you wouldn't have to come to God. God invites you to come to him because he's the only one who can get you together and be suitable for his salvation. That's why Jesus Christ died on the cross of Calvary, paying the penalty for all our sin. Your sin, my sin, everybody's sin. All have sinned and come short of the glory of God. And now, when you come to him, he takes up the slack. There's nothing missing. You're acceptable before God because of what Jesus Christ has done. And so, therefore, I'd like to lead you in prayer right now so that you might receive the salvation gift that God alone can provide, and that through his gift of salvation, your life might begin to experience all the benefits and all the blessings and all the victories through tests and trials. I don't want you to think that once you become a Christian, your problems end. It doesn't work that way. Once you become a Christian, the devil gets mad and he's going to try and rob you of your salvation. But God has provided the power and the blessing that will keep you from falling short of all that he's determined that you should have. So I'd like to lead you in prayer right now. Pray these words, repeat these words as a prayer to God, and God will bring his salvation alive in your life this very day. Won't you pray? Dear Father, in the name of Jesus, I come this morning because I've tried everything, and everything has failed, come short of that which I need. And I recognize the need, and so I'm turning to you to allow you to cleanse me of all my unrighteousness and to meet the needs that no one else or nothing else has been able to meet. And so therefore, I'm yielding myself to your control. Forgive me of all my sin of the past. Strengthen me to live a life that will be pleasing in your sight, because of the reality of Christ in my life. And allow me then to be your vessel through whom the message of the gospel might flow into other lives by my words, by my actions, by my deeds, and as we heard earlier in the program, by the love that you allow me to receive that I might share with others. So I'm thanking you, Lord, for all you've done and all you're going to do, and for me to be now a part of your plan of redemption in this world so that others might know of your goodness and might turn to you and receive the blessing that you alone can give. And I thank you for it in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. If you prayed that prayer, if you say anything as simple as, Lord, save me, and you mean it, God done it. And if you've done that, I want to know about it, because I've got some material I want to send to you. It's free of charge. No further obligation on your part whatsoever. It's a one-time offer for those who are giving their life to Jesus Christ here on Sounds of Praise. And you can receive by calling me while I'm on the air, 1-855-915-WMFO, 1-855-915-9636. And like I said, we'll send the material out to you free of charge, no further obligation on your part whatsoever. We're not going to be pressuring you to join our church, although you need to allow God to direct you as to what church you should become a part of. We're not going to be writing to you at some future date for money. We're not going to come to your house unannounced or sell your name and address for some other group's mailing list. We're not going to do any of those things. We promise you that. We're only going to continue to pray that you grow in your new life in Jesus Christ. The number again while I'm on the air, 1-855-915-WMFO, 1-855-915-9636. Or you can write to me at Sounds of Praise, P.O. Box 560-151, Medford, Mass. 02156. That's Sounds of Praise, P.O. Box 560-151, Medford, Mass. 02156. Or you can email me at Darnley, DARNLEYV as in Vernon, B as in Rev. And like I said, when we receive that information, we'll begin praying for you or praising God with you. And then I'll bring it to our very next Sounds of Praise ministry so that many Christians can also join in and lift up your request before God's throne. Okay, 7:46 here on Sounds of Praise. We pray that you've given your life to Him and that He puts you in the place where you can receive His blessings upon blessings upon blessings. And this is Fred Hammond. And you bless me over and over and over.
Keep on blessing me. new blessing. Well, the Lord sends new blessings my way. And he does it over and over and over again. Come on, y'all.
Keep on blessing me over and over again.
Oh, yeah.
You keep on blessing me over and over again.
Talking about the Lord now.
You keep on blessing me over and over again. You keep on blessing me over and over again.
Lord, you keep on blessing me.
You keep on.
Keep on blessing me.
You keep on blessing me
over and over.
And there we go with our blessing songs. Fred Hammond with "You Bless Me Over and Over," and Luther Bonds and the Redbud Gospel Choir with "You Keep On Blessing Me." We're going to keep on playing those near the end of the program until the Lord says stop. Because so often God blesses us and we sort of like take it for granted. You know, we need to give him thanks for all that he's done and all that he's doing and all that he's going to do in our lives. It's 7:59 here on Sounds of Praise. Time to put the wraps on this edition of the Sounds of Praise.